This is Brother Gino. Thank you once again for joining me for the Pastor's Study. We're going to look at a interesting topic in the Word of God. I'm going to throw out a question to you. The question is, how's your love life? Now, I remember that expression in my unsaved day, amen. On someone would come up and ask you on how's your love life. But I ask that question in reference to that great chapter in the Bible that concerns love or charity. And of course, that's 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And that's where we'll be looking at on this session of the Pastor's Study. We know by the Word of God that God is love. He is the author of love and the manifestation of love. No one knows more about love than God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is a description of love. And since God is love, it is also a description of the character of God, amen. The word God uses to describe love is charity. Well, you may ask, why the word charity? A lot of people say, well, you know, that's old-fashioned, that word. Well, God used that word for a particular reason. Because love is often mistaken as a feeling. However, charity always refers to love in action. Amen? For example, giving. If you love the work of the Lord, then you're going to want to give to it. Amen? Hollywood's idea of love is often sentimental slobber, infatuation, or plain lust, since its focus is on self and not others, on getting instead of giving. Love is not accidental. You do not fall in love, amen. You fall downstairs. But love is an act of will. Therefore, it is commanded. We're reminded in Matthew chapter 22, in Matthew chapter 22, and we see in verses 36 through 40 of Matthew 22, someone came to Jesus one day and said, Master, what is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You see, love involves commitment. Love always pays a price. Love costs something. Love is expensive. We're reminded of the great expense of God's, that it cost God for us, amen. We're reminded in the scriptures in John 3:16 how expensive God's love is for you and I, for God. So loved the world, the Bible tells us, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, in Romans chapter 5, we're reminded of the love of God and the great price it paid. It cost him, amen. But God, commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Are you a loving person? What we're going to do is we're going to read down through 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and answer that question according to 1 Corinthians 13. As we read these verses and comment on them, substitute your name each place the word charity is used. How well do these characteristics apply to you? First of all, as we begin, and we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we read the following. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. And now as we begin in verse 4, we look at the characteristics of charity. We see the Bible says that, first of all, charity suffereth long. In other words, charity is patient. Can you substitute your name and say whatever it is, suffereth long? Do you suffereth long? Even when you feel like complaining or retaliating, amen? And we see in Galatians chapter 5, in verse 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, amen? See, charity is willing to suffer pain in trials a long time without resentment. Love, my dear friend, does not fret. So we see, first of all, charity suffereth long. Second of all, again, we read as we continue to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, we see it says that charity is kind. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Kind. Even when you feel like retaliating or speaking badly about another. Love is not hurtful, but helpful and courteous. Love says please and thank you. Love or charity does not get nasty. Amen. We continue to read in verse 4 of 1 Corinthians 13. Not only does charity suffer long and is kind, but also charity envieth not. Charity envieth not. Again, remember as we go through these verses to substitute your name for the word charity. Charity is not envious. It's not envious of other people when they are getting more attention than you. Love rejoices when others are blessed. Again, we're asking the question, how is your love life? How are you faring up so far? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Then we continue on in verse 4. Not only does charity suffereth long, is kind, charity envieth not, but also charity vaunteth not itself. In other words, charity does not brag or show off. Even when you feel like telling everyone about your achievements, love deflects praise toward another. Love is not pushy. Love is never vain. Again, we see about charity in verse 4. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. In other words, charity is not conceited, proud, self-assertive, or overbearing. Even when you feel you are right and everyone else is wrong, love does not act as though you are better than another. Amen? Love is humble. Again, now as we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, we see it says about charity, doth not behave itself unseemingly. In other words, charity always acts in good taste. Love conforms to what is right and appropriate. Love is never rude, indecent, or unmannerly. Love shows respect. Then we continue on about charity. Charity doth not behave itself unseemingly, and also seeketh not her own. Charity does not demand its rights, even when you feel like you've been violated. Love is unselfish. Love is others-oriented. We're reminded of a verse of Scripture in Philippians chapter 2. In Philippians chapter 2, and we read in verses 3 and 4, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Amen. Love is others-oriented. Then we also see, as we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we see in verse 5 again about charity, another characteristic about charity, is not easily provoked. In other words, charity is not irritable. Amen. Even when you feel someone has failed to meet your expectations, amen, love is not touchy, is not offended. We continue on as we ask the question, how's your love life? Not according to the world's standards, amen, but according to God's standard. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Again, in verse 5 of 1 Corinthians 13, as we continue to look at some characteristics of charity, we see that charity thinketh no evil. Charity is not critical, nor takes into account a wrong suffered. Love is not vindictive and holds no grudges. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Love doesn't stew over the past. Love forgives. Amen. Verse 6 of 1 Corinthians 13 with me. We read about charity, rejoiceth not in iniquity. In other words, charity hates to see anyone sin. Love gets no enjoyment from sin, even when someone else is doing it. Do you enjoy TV programs or literature that glorify immoral living? See, love grieves over sin. Next characteristic we want to see about love. We said, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. See, charity is honest and truthful, even when it would be easier or more profitable to lie. Love rejoices in the promotion of truth. Beware of anyone who does not love the preaching of the word of truth. Verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 13. Charity, we see, it says, beareth all things. Beareth all things. See, charity does not collapse under stress. Even when you feel like everything is going wrong, remember, love sustains. Love bears no malice towards others who are difficult or antagonistic. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 4 for just a moment. Ephesians chapter number 4. In verses 2 and 3, we're told, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of spirit in the bond of peace. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, we read, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man had a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so else do you. Amen. We need to remember that. We need to remember how just much that God forgave us. Christ forgave us. Amen. And we need to forgive others because Christ has forgiven us. Yes, charity beareth all things. Next thing we see about charity, charity believeth all things. Believeth all things. In other words, charity is trusting and not suspicious. Love gives people the benefit of the doubt and looks for the best in people. Amen. That's at least we would want, the benefit of the doubt. Amen. You know, we need to be more merciful. Amen. Thank God that we're not God, because most of us would not be here. Amen. As soon as the slightest little hurt comes along, we wish that person was around. We'd like to see them be done down and dirty. Amen. But we must remember the mercy that God gave us. Mercy is, we didn't get something that we deserved, amen, the judgment of God. We need to show more mercy towards our brothers and sisters in Christ. Look at with me also another characteristic of charity. Verse 7, charity hopeth all things. See, charity never gives up hope, even when a situation looks hopeless. Amen. That's why a lot of people today commit suicide, because they feel there's no solution, there's no end to their problems. They're hopeless. Amen. That's why we need to give them the answer of the hope that lies within each and every one of us. Amen. The hope. Charity never gives up hope. No matter how bad the situation may look, Amen. It may be the 11th hour. You may be going down for the third time. Amen. But God's there to pull you out. Amen. I remember Peter, as he came to Christ on the water, he started to sink because he took his eyes off the Lord. And he said, Lord, save me. Probably maybe felt at that time there was no hope left. Amen. But the Lord pulled him out. Look at another characteristic about charity. Charity endureth all things. Charity does not quit. Even when you feel like quitting, love is a survivor. Love is durable. Love remains standing when everything else has fallen. Remember, as we go along and we look at these characteristics, you're to be putting in your first name. Again, we ask the question, how's your love life? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Charity doesn't quit. It endureth all things. Then we read in verse 8, charity never faileth. In other words, charity finds a way to succeed even when you feel overwhelmed and doomed to fail. Yes, charity suffereth long. Charity is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Amen. Charity is not puffed up. Charity does not behave itself unseemingly. Charity does not seek not her own. Charity is not easily provoked. Charity thinketh no evil. Charity rejoiceth not in iniquity. Charity rejoiceth in the truth. Charity beareth all things. Charity believeth all things. Charity hopeth all things. Charity endureth all things. Charity never faileth. We need to ask ourselves a question then, how loving are you? How loving, just how loving are you? According to the Word of God. Ask yourself, am I a patient? Am I patient with people? Amen. Probably most of us could certainly use a lot of improvement in that area. Amen. Patience. Amen. Reminded what the Word of God says about patience. Amen. Romans chapter 5, beginning in verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also. We glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Amen. Tribulation worketh patience. Ask yourself, are you a loving person? Am I patient with people? That's a characteristic of charity. Ask yourself, am I kind and considerate of the needs of others? You know, we're living in the me society. Everything's for me, for I, amen. The personal pronoun. You know, the devilitis. He said, I will ascend. I will be like God. I, me. Amen. Careful of people, amen, when you hear that. Am I not envious or courteous of what others have to do, have or do? Am I not envious or courteous of what others have or do? Am I not one to tell others of all the things I've accomplished? You know, Jesus spoke about that over in Matthew 16. Be it prayer, be it fasting, be it giving of alms or whatever it may be. You do it in secret, and he'll reward you openly. But people like to tell others, amen, openly of what they're done. And God says, Jesus said, you already got your reward, amen. Ask yourself, are you humble? I am humble. Are you humble? Amen? Are you humble? That's a characteristic of charity. Love in action. Humility. Amen? God said that he would exalt, he would lift up the humble, that he resisteth the proud. Amen? Can you answer this question in the affirmative? Affirmative. I am not rude, but I show respect. One of the characteristics of our society that we live in today is no respect for anything, especially for authority. Amen? Authority according to the Word of God. That's why so many Christian homes are out of order. Amen? There's no respect for authority. I am not selfish. Can you say that? How loving are you? I am not selfish. That's a characteristic. Amen? Of charity. Thinking of others and not yourself. I remember a little thing about how to have joy. J, Jesus, first, others second, and you last. Amen? Can you answer this? I am not easily irritated. Are you long-suffering? Are you forbearing? Amen. I am not vindictive, but forgiving. Amen. Jesus talked about, Peter said, should I forgive 7 times? He said, Peter, not only 7 times, but 7 times 70. Amen. Am I grieved over sin? Are you sorry when you see a brother and sister fall to sin? Or is your attitude, well, I knew that would happen to them anyway. Amen. Should be grieving and weeping over sin. I am not deceitful. Amen. I am not deceitful. I don't get stressed out. Another characteristic of charity. I give people the benefit of the doubt. Amen. I don't think anything is hopeless. I'm not a quitter. I always seek to find a way to make something work. Amen? All of these are characteristics of charity. What are you showing in your life? The fruit of the Spirit or the works of the flesh? The fruit of the Spirit is love, we're told. The way to be a more loving person is to walk in the Spirit and not the flesh. Love is a product of walking in the Spirit. As Christians walk in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit bears the fruit of the Spirit in the Christian's life. Love equals seeketh not her own. Joy rejoiceth in the truth. Peace, not easily provoked. Long-suffering suffereth long. Gentleness is kind. Goodness thinketh no evil. Each fruit has a corresponding characteristic of charity. Amen. Faith believeth all things. Meekness vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Temperance does not behave itself unseemly. Again, we've gone through these characteristics in 1 Corinthians 13 on love or charity. Ask yourself the question again. How's your love life? How's your love life according to 1 Corinthians 13? How loving are you? Amen. Well, I pray that this time on the pastor's study has been a blessing to you. Again, if you'd like to contact me, the good people of the radio station that you're listening to over right now have the address, and they're going to give it to you. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me, Brother Gino, for the pastor's study. May God richly bless you is my prayer. And good day.